And now, Rutan and Tucker present...
Is it a law?
That's the way we do it.
Oh, got it. Okay, I told you this is going to be a little rough ride the first time around.
That's all right.
Okay, is it a law? And we are going to bring in not only Chip and Tom, but I'd like to also introduce Andy Trotter from West Coast Arborist. Thanks for joining us today, Andy.
Good morning, Brian, and thank you for having me back at City Square.
All right, and we're going to talk to Andy in just a little bit here, a little bit more about West Coast Arborist. But before we get into that, we are in Is It a Law? So these are, if you guys may know, these are... Questions, not questions, but there are statements. These are potential laws that have been passed locally, statewide, nationally, and your job is to determine, are these real laws or are they not real laws?
Some of them we make up after drinking sessions.
Making sense out of nonsense. Okay, that's here right. We go. First one. In Canada, it is illegal for a teen to walk down Main Street in Fort Capel. How's that for French? I told you I needed Mayor Polito here. With their shoes untied. So can they walk down the street with their shoes untied in Fort Capel in Canada?
Is it a law?
I'm going to guess.
Are we going to do this? I'm so excited here. Are we going to do this one company versus another here?
Make it a contest?
Yeah. It's two on one.
I don't know how
two
on one.
I am only half.
All right.
I'm going to guess since the Canadians put mayonnaise on their French fries that they would make a law like that.
That you could walk down a street. You have to have your shoes tied to walk down the street. Yes. It's illegal to walk down the street.
I'm going to say yes, it's a law.
All right. Okay. And do you agree with that? Is that what's the official?
I would agree because it seems just unsafe.
It seems unsafe.
It just seems logically unsafe to walk down the street. Tom's position,
it's a public safety issue.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Right. Absolutely public safety issue.
You know, just to be contrary, I'll oppose that.
All right.
I would say no.
I like the contrary.
Who could be that crazy?
Right? Who could be that crazy? I'll tell you who could be that crazy. Canadian lawmakers could be that crazy because, yes, it is a law. You could not walk down the street in that city in Canada.
You have to legislate common sense at times, and maybe that's it.
That's it. Exactly.
Although, interestingly,
safety first.
It's teens. It says you have to be teenagers. So once you hit 20, apparently, leave your shoes untied and you'll be absolutely fine. Okay, number two. So we've got Chip and Tom are 1-0.
Waste management's 1-0.
All right, very good.
Top of the second inning.
Here we go. Question two. In Conway, Arkansas, it is strictly prohibited to pop another person's bubblegum bubble.
Oh, come on. Is it a law?
Is it a law? Another person's bubblegum bubble in Conway, Arkansas. Can you pop it? Would you be in handcuffs if you pop somebody else's bubblegum bubble?
I certainly hope so. I mean, do you know the germs on other people?
Exactly. Thank you.
I mean, again, going back to public safety, absolutely a law
okay,
in Arkansas.
Okay, so we got a yes out of Chip.
I would agree also. That sounds pretty disgusting. I'm not sure what they're popping it with, but yeah. The point being...
Ouch. It's Conway, Arkansas. Maybe a toothpick? I don't
all
know.
All right.
You know, I'm going to be a follower this time. Let's go ahead and say that's a law.
You should have stayed as a contrarian.
Oh, dang.
It is not a law.
That's what happens with our flip-floppers.
Thank God.
Very individualistic in Arkansas here. You can do whatever you want with another person's bubble gum.
Yeah. You know what, though? I would think that maybe if the mayor of Conway, Arkansas had a big beard like all Paul Roberts has, you know, and you get that bubble gum stuck in it, maybe it would become a law very quickly.
Wouldn't it be kind of rude just to walk over to somebody and go pop? Imagine that. All right.
Okay.
But that's not a law.
Not a law. Okay.
So we're still 1-0.
Waste Management's 1-1, and West Coast Arborist's 0-2. So West Coast Arborist, you got to get on the board here.
Yeah.
Okay. Nampa, Idaho outlawed the existence of HOAs, but homeowners have created a car owners association segmented by neighborhoods that places restrictions on the aesthetics of a person's garage and any structure attached, such as your home. So they found a loophole to get around not being able to have a homeowners association, a car owners association that mandates the aesthetics of the garage and any structure attached, including the home. Is it a law?
Is it a law?
Wow.
I know. Very convoluted. Nampa, Idaho, if that helps at all.
Yes. You've been to Nampa, haven't you?
Yeah, only once. I'm going to say yes. It is a law.
It is a law.
Why? I don't know, but I just feel just it feel might it. Be.
Yeah, it's the residents turning the tables on the legislators. They found a loophole to get around.
Yeah,
they a law that they wanted a law.
They wanted a law.
So that's the argument on this. Tom, is that a law?
You going to go along with that?
You know what? I am. It sounds crazy enough.
Sounds crazy enough to be a law. And so that's the second time you've said that now, which really says a lot about our lawmakers. Crazy enough to be a law. Crazy and enough. Andy?
And I'm going to agree as well. I think it is crazy enough. Idaho would want to outlaw HOAs, and the residents in certain communities would want to rebel on that.
There you go.
Unfortunately, 0 for 3. 0 for 3. It is not law. It was technical enough that you would have thought it would be, but yeah.
It was the presentation, Brian.
It was. You know what? You know what?
I sold it.
You
right?
did. You did sell it.
You got to go hang out at their bar.
No car owners association.
Whenever it's that long, it's never a law.
Okay. This is a short one, so maybe this one is a law, but maybe it's not. In Woodstock, New York, it is illegal to walk your bear in the street without a leash.
Is it a law?
So dogs, fine. Cats, okay. Pelicans, fine. But bears in the street without a leash, no.
Come on.
I'm going to say it is not a law, and that PETA would not support bear walking.
Well, okay, this is a little contrary.
This is
I'm going to say
though. This is
it
Woodstock.
Is a law. I'm going to go with it is.
You're going to go the other way.
So you get half credit.
You get half credit if you get this one. That's fair enough. Andy, we're going to get
I'm
you
I'm wondering if you can still hunt them while they're on the leash. That's what, you know.
There you go.
Hold them there.
That's not sportsmanlike. That would not be sportsmanlike.
I'm going to say it's not a law as well.
It's not a law. And Andy, you may be. I'm on the board. I was going to say you may be the first to go 0 for 5. It is a law. It is a law. In Woodstock,
earlier. Failure.
So, Tom, you nailed it. It is a law. You cannot walk a bear on the street without a leash. So
I tried to walk my penguin in Woodstock, and that was illegal, too. So it's also for that. I just wanted to throw that out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Andy, this one's for you. Okay.
All right.
This one is one about
trees.
You got
to give me a gimme.
Here's one about trees. So I'm expecting you to get this
Okay? He's got this one.
In Oregon, you must spray your fruit tree with pesticide. If you don't, the local county will send a commercial pesticide applicator out to spray your tree and charge you for the service. If you refuse to pay, they'll place a lien against your property until you do.
Is it a law?
It certainly makes a lot of sense from an agricultural perspective, so I'm going to go ahead and support it is, but I'm worried
because
I'm such a bad player, and also a lot of environmentalists in Oregon, but if we don't control those insects, agricultural crops are lost. So
you would be the expert, so let's see what our friends at Waste Management have to say. And
I would definitely agree with the expert on that one.
Agree, go with the expert.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the expert.
When in doubt, go with the expert.
When in doubt, yes.
Okay. All I know about trees is they provide shade, so I'll rely on my friend to say yes, it is a law.
Well, you guys are ending on a high note.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely is a law. Andy did not go 0 for, which is a very good thing.
I don't think anybody's gone 0 for 5.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well,
and for the gimme as well.
It was a lot of fun. Again, one of my favorite segments, and we're going to step aside right now, and we'll be back in just a minute with Andy Trotta with West Coast Arborist, and would like to thank Mark Austin for making Is It a Law possible.
Hi, I'm Mark Austin, a partner at the law firm of Rattan & Tucker. With roots in Orange County tracing back to 1906, Rattan is the county's largest full-service civil law firm with particular expertise in the field of public agency law. Today, Rattan's attorneys successfully represent scores of cities and other public agencies, as well as many developers and other private clients, as they navigate California's complex governmental regulations, land use laws, and environmental laws, including the California Environmental Quality Act and many others. For more information about how Rattan can assist you, call me, Mark Austin, at 714-662-4677. That's 714-662-4677. Visit us online at Rattan.com. That's RUTAN.com.